Simon Shimpei Gimel, one sif. The halacha, when a guy is not home, that's not ma'ak of the Erev. The Mechaber discusses a case where you have a chotzer that three families live in it. Two Yiddish families, Jewish families, and one Goyish family. And the guy is not home, which Mr. Brewer explains it means his whole family is not home. They went out of town, not just out of this chotzer, but they went out of town, out of the city, before Shabbos. So the Mechaber says that the guy does not aser. The two Yiddish families can make Erev Chatzeres together, and they'll be mutter to carry from their houses out to the Chatzer, and from the Chatzer to their houses. And their Ma'az B'tzayin, V'ayin Le'ilsim, and Shinayin Aleph. And Mishnah Berurah explained that there is a Machlekas that we have to discuss in a case that the Goyish family went away, and when Shabbos started, they're more than a day's worth trip away, and therefore they cannot make it back here on Shabbos, even if they want to. Or even if they're within a day's worth trip, still it's fine, since right now when Shabbos started, they're out of town. Now, the Mechaber says, let's say the guy comes back on Shabbos, he surprises us, he comes home on Shabbos, now he asks us. We don't say that since Shabbos was Hutub Tchlos, was Mutta beginning of Shabbos, it's not even Mutta for the whole Shabbos. And this is even the case where the guy originally traveled more than a day's worth trip away, since now he came back on Shabbos, it's a Goy Moslem Afreya, it's apparent retroactively, that apparently he was already traveling back before Shabbos. When Shabbos started, he was less than a day's worth of travel away. And he was Oymed, he was expected, potentially, to come back on Shabbos, and there was no Shabbos Hel of Hutub Tchlosoi, when the guy was not here, and therefore a mutter, there was definitely potential for the guy to come back on Shabbos. Whichever shittin the Rishayim go before, whether to have the original het, there has to be the guy was more than a day's worth away, and apparently we were mistaken, he wasn't more than a day's worth travel away. Or even if the heter applies, even if it was within a day's worth of travel, now that he came back on Shabbos, we see that apparently it was meant that he would come back on Shabbos, and therefore at this point, when the guy comes back on Shabbos, the air of his bottle, and the yin can no longer carry from their houses out to the chotzer, or from the chotzer to the houses. Is there an Eitzah, is there a solution for them at this point? The Mechaber says yes. They can do Schiris Rishus, Bisech Rishus from the guy in Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah explains, since it's not real Mekach Memka, it's not real business, it's just a heck of a Almo, because really the guy does not Aser, does not have to be part of Chatzeris. Chazal made an extra step of Chumar B'Drabbanan, they said you have to have Schiris Rishus, but that you can really do it on Shabbos. Even after the Schiris Rishus, the problem is that we lost our Erev Chatzeris. So the Mechaber says the two Yiddish families, one has to Mevat Rishus to the other one, and then the one who received the Bittur Rishus, he could carry from the houses out to the chotzer and vice versa, and the other one can't. Or Mishnah Berurah says it could switch, the second one could turn around and Mevatel Rishus back to the first one, and then the roles shift, and he's the one who could carry, and the second one can't. But whoever the Mevatel Rishus is cannot carry Bais L'chotzer, and the one the Rishus was a spata too, he's like the host, he's the main one now, he could carry Bais L'chotzer. The Mechaber says, same halacha applying even more so, if the guy would die in Shabbos, rather be mask Rishus to the Yidden, then one Yid can Mevatel Rishus to the other one, and the one who was a spata Rishus to him, he could carry. If you could do schiris and bit rishus, and sooner the guy dies, all we have to do is bit rishus. That's certainly enough, and it works by itself. And Mishnah Berurah discusses a case where if chatzeris couldn't be made at all because there was a guy there who asked on them, the guy didn't want to be masked rishus. On Meisin Hal Shabbos, the guy dies. So now we don't need schiris anymore. So it's on Shabbos, too late to make if chatzeris, but bit rishus can still be done on Shabbos, and whoever's rishus is a spot or two, they can now carry bais the chatzer on Shabbos. Now let's see a seich rishus from a guy before Shabbos, and he made if chatzeris, everything right, and the guy died on Shabbos. No, he has Yerushim who took over, who technically did not do Schiris from them, but still it's fine since it was Hutar Shabbos, the beginning of Shabbos, with the Schiris, with the Erev Chatzeris, everything right, the Heter applies for the rest of Shabbos.